Nice to see you. We're moving on now to item 5, our hearing on resolution R1-2011-0091. This is the time and place for a hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adopting resolution number R1-2011-0091, approving the 2011 Triennial Review List of Potential Basin Plan Amendments. This item has been properly noticed, and a sheet explaining the procedures for this hearing is available at the handout table. Will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath? Do you swear or affirm that you'll tell the truth in this matter?
I do.
Thank you. Let's start the staff presentation.
Good morning, board members, public. My name is Holly Lundborg. I'm the lead in the Basin Planning Unit. Today I'm here to ask you to consider adoption of Resolution R1-2011-0091. It's not going. Did it go? Okay. I wonder which one I pushed. Oh, well. This slide presents the proposed structure of today's hearing. We will begin with staff presentation, followed with board questions if you have any. I would then recommend that we move to public comments, any corresponding board questions, that you then close the hearing and consider adoption of draft resolution R1-2011-009. I'd like to introduce the agenda package into the record today. The agenda package, but first I'd like to do a little housekeeping. Chairman Hales indicated that their handout, procedure handouts, are at the front table. There's also a copy of the agenda package and a copy of staff's response to comments available at the front table. If you wish to speak today, I didn't see how many people stood up, but if you wish to speak today, please be sure and fill out a speaker card and give it to Patty Corsi here on my left if you plan on speaking on the triennial review. The first page of the agenda is green, a one-page executive officer summary report that includes staff's recommendation to adopt the resolution as proposed. The second piece of the agenda in yellow is the staff report for the 2011 triennial review dated September 9th, 2011. Third piece of the agenda package, and I'll come back and talk about that in just a minute. The third piece of the agenda in blue is a revised copy of the initial staff report that I presented in at the June 24th workshop. I made a couple of basically editorial revisions and included an errata sheet. The two primary, rather substantial revisions that I made in the initial report were to change, as I mentioned at the board workshop that day, was to change the initial recommendation on the stream and wetland system protection policy. The document inadvertently, incorrectly stated that staff intended to delete it, remove it from the list. We, in fact, always intended to maintain it. So that revision has been made, and a small revision was made to the toxicity objective discussion where a may and a will were substituted. So basically, that's all I had to say about that. The last piece of the agenda package, again in yellow, is the draft resolution for you to consider. This resolution describes the Regional Water Board process in conducting the 2011 triennial review. It includes a finding that, with the exception of the things contained on the 2011 triennial review list, the basin plan standards and implementation plans and act and policies are appropriate as presented in the basin plan. It also includes an attachment one, which is in fact the proposed 2011 triennial review list of potential basin plan amendments. Hereafter, I will be referring to this as the 2011 triennial review list. The staff report for this item has a number of components. The first piece presents an overview of the 2011 triennial review process as conducted by staff and the board. It includes a description of the documents related to this process, the opportunities for public comment, including the release of the workshop and hearing notice, the availability of documents, and the announcement of the written comment period. It also provided a schedule of the schedule for this board's consideration of this item at this September 29th meeting. The next two sections of the staff report present the process the staff used in developing the proposed 2011 triennial review list and the function and purpose of the triennial review shortlist. Following release of the initial staff report, 9 additional issues were brought to staff's attention. These issues had either been not included in the initial report or additional information was provided to staff. 5 of these issues that were provided to staff were included in the draft in the proposed 2011 triennial review list. They include objective work and development of implementation plans for TMDLs and a placeholder for the basin-specific salt and nutrient management plans, if any, are submitted by stakeholders. 4 remaining issues were not included on the proposed list because staff believed that they were best addressed through a process outside the basin planning amendment process. Staff also provided a brief description of our best estimate of the resources, the staff resources it would take to develop basin plan amendments for your consideration. We limited this estimate to the tasks on the 2011 shortlist because those are the tasks that we think we are in a position to bring to you for your attention during this next planning cycle. And the report concludes with a summary of the proposed 2011 triennial review list, which I will get to in a moment. So the next series of slides presents the proposed 2011 triennial review list organized by task, issue, and whether or not it's on the short list. Again, the short list are those items that staff believes we have the resources to bring to you for your consideration between 2011 and 2014. As you can see, the issues are organized and grouped by task. Many of the tasks are multifaceted and could result in either a standards action, development of an implementation program, or could be a combination of both. As you can see on this slide, there are 7 independent TMDL actions included under multifaceted task 1. These are the TMDL-related actions that staff intend to bring to you for your consideration again during this planning cycle. These actions could include, and most likely will include, standards work, such as the assignment or refinement of beneficial uses and or objectives. And all 7 of these TMDLs on this task 1 are proposed to have action plans developed for incorporation into the basin plan. There are various reasons why these 7 TMDLs were included as task 1. These reasons range from public health and safety concerns to drinking water supply issues and compliance with dates agreed to in stipulated agreements. A little later in this presentation today, Rebecca Fitzgerald will be providing you an informational update on the Russian River Pathogen TMDL. All of these TMDLs are actively underway by staff and have been worked on for a number of years. This following slide presents the next 4 issues recommended for inclusion on the triennial review shortlist. In fact, the issues that are on the shortlist. Task 2 is the temperature policy. You'll be hearing about this in a little more detail later today when Brian McFadden presents his proposed draft resolution, R1-2011-0069, which in part directs staff to develop a basin plan amendment to incorporate a temperature implementation policy. This proposed policy will acknowledge the need to develop and implement a comprehensive approach to temperature control in the North Coast region. Task 3 is again a multifaceted task. The team of Regional Water Board staff from planning, permitting, and cleanups units have been working on this basin plan amendment to address a number of groundwater and surface water protection measures since late 2009. The intended outcome is a basin plan amendment consisting of substantial revisions to chapters 3 and 4 of the basin plan, which will include updates to the surface and groundwater objectives, which would include deletion of the outdated information contained in Table 3.2, addition of a new groundwater toxicity objective and the development of a policy that articulates the regional water boards, the process the regional water board uses in translating narrative objectives into effluent limits, cleanup orders, or other regulatory board actions. Staff intend to present this item to the board and the public as workshop items at the November 3rd, 2011 meeting. Staff also intends to hold a workshop the following week of November in Weaverville for the convenience of interested parties in the northern part of the region. The second phase of this multifaceted basin plan amendment will be the development of an implementation and monitoring program related to the application of waste to land to protect groundwater and surface waters. An important component of this second phase will be the development of comprehensive groundwater protection policy. It is staff's intent that the work undertaken under this basin plan amendment will comply at least in large part with the intent of the salt and nutrient management plan requirements contained in the state's recycled water policy. Task 4, the dissolved oxygen objective for wetlands, free-flowing streams, with the exception of the Klamath River main stem, and lakes. This work is also ongoing, and staff is proposing to release, currently, staff is focused on developing appropriate numeric or narrative objectives for wetlands, free-flowing streams, and lakes. This standard work is closely related to the work needed to complete development of the Laguna TMDL, as this complex water body consists of lakes, wetlands, and streams, and the range of natural DO varies considerably over these three categories of water. For this reason, the proposed revisions to the existing DO objectives will likely be presented to you, the board, in roughly the same time frame as the Laguna TMDL. The fifth and final task on the proposed short list is the aquatic ecosystem restoration policy. Staff will be releasing a CEQA scoping document soon, hopefully in the next few days, with the project description and the scoping meeting scheduled, and the schedule of the scoping meetings. Staff again intends to hold a scoping meeting as part of the November 3rd, 2011 regional board meeting to inform you of what the staff's proposal is, and again follow it up with a meeting in Weaverville, I believe the week of November 8th, to inform the interested stakeholders in the north part of the region. Regional Water Board staff is proposing that the restoration policy will serve to demonstrate the continuing support of you, the Regional Water Board, for the use of aquatic ecosystem restoration as one of the existing tools to be used in the restoration and maintenance of our region's waters. As envisioned by staff, the proposed restoration policy would articulate eligibility criteria and provide a description of the process for obtaining an exemption from certain prohibitions and or authorization of discharges that may cause temporary exceedance of water quality objectives. As you can see from my brief description of the five tasks on this proposed list, significant staff resources have been exerted over the past few years on developing these proposed basin plan amendments for your consideration. This next slide includes five tasks that staff and the board have been grappling with for a number of years. Staff engagement on these tasks range from extensive, as in the case in the past with the stream and wetlands policy and the in-stream flows or watershed hydrology objective, as to minimal, as is the case with the mixing zone and the hatcheries policy, to non-existent, as is in the case of updating the beneficial uses on Table 2.1. All of these important tasks will, however, be tracked by staff to the extent possible. As tasks on the short list are brought to you for your consideration and the necessary administrative work is completed, staff proposes that the next issue on the triennial review list be actively engaged in and considered to be placed on the 2011 short list. No work other than tracking has been undertaken by staff on all the issues associated with this slide. These tasks include two related to policy development, including consideration of regional waters as outstanding natural resource waters, and how low flows affect impaired waters, including the Russian River. As Brenda Edelman mentioned earlier, we received a number of comments relative to flow conditions and impacts to impaired waters. There are, US EPA in the past has requested that we develop an ammonia-specific objective, and we have reinserted that on the list. I had proposed originally in the initial report to delete that. In second, on hindsight, we decided to leave a placeholder in there so that you could direct us as to how you want to accomplish that. There's a similar situation with the fluoride objective. The current fluoride objective is presented in Table 3.2. As I mentioned earlier, we're recommending deleting Table 3.2, which would then result in no longer having a site's fluoride-specific objective in the basin plan. This was added on the list so that you could provide direction as whether you want us to treat that constituent under the chemical constituents objective or whether you would like us as a staff to develop a fluoride standard. The final issue is the dissolved oxygen objective for estuaries. As I informed you earlier, we have staff working on DO objectives for all the other classes of water, but we currently do not have a mechanism for dealing with DO objectives, DO levels in estuaries, and so we have a placeholder on our triennial review list to acknowledge that we think that is valuable work. All of the objectives, there are three objective.
You went back.
Thank you. No wonder it wasn't making sense. I've looked at it again. I said, there's not three objectives on there. Now there are three objectives on there. Excuse me. The three of the five tasks contained on this slide, three are related to objective work. These include potential revisions to surface water objectives, including toxicity, Table 3.1 objectives for specific conductance and total dissolved oxygen, total dissolved solids for the Upper Russian River, and pH objective work. The final two tasks are related to implementation actions, including ensuring that management of our recycled water reservoirs is in compliance with the state recycled waters policy. And again, as I mentioned, a placeholder has been added for watershed-specific TMDL action plans and or other actions that were not included as task one to acknowledge that the board may direct us to pursue those actions. All of the items listed on this portion, on this slide, are all under the shop of State Water Board. Our schedule is dependent upon their action, so I've lumped them together just for tracking purposes. We may have to come to you. For example, the on-site waste treatment policy, as Tam Dudok informed us, is coming out tomorrow, very soon. I've been informed that there's a very unrealistic, in my view, time frame for us to turn around and bring it back to you. Last I heard, it was somewhere in the year and a half range, which would mean, of course, that we would have to come back and talk about this. So, again, these are all lumped for convenience and a placeholder so that we keep track of what it is the State Board is working on and can engage as appropriate. This last slide indicates the final tasks indicated on this list of 31. These are sort of a catch-all. For example, task 27, work on endocrine disruptors. Task 28, work on salt and nutrient management plans. And task 31, editorial revisions to chapters 3, 4, and 6, are all proposed at this point to be nestled into the multifaceted task 3. So some of these will be able, as we move along further and we get a little farther in our process, we'll be able to basically draw a line through and come up with a rename. So these are all important items. The copper objectives, obviously, is a rather standalone objective. We've been requested to develop site-specific copper objectives based on work that EPA released recently and make sure it's in compliance with the statewide implementation policy for toxics. So that'll be a significant job product, but worthy and is on the list. I'd then like to move to a brief summary of the public comments that we received on the 2011 triennial review. We received, it says 14, my math isn't very good. We received 13 comments, because the bottom part is good, I just don't add very well. We received 13, we received 13 comments during the public review period, 2 during the public workshop, 11 during the written comment period. And I has, again, as I stated, I've prepared a response to comments, which is available at the table, front table. We received a number of public comments relative to objective work. In fact, it might be was one of the things folks were the most interested in, both external and internal stakeholders, on making sure our objectives reflect the work that we do and that we need to do and that they're protective of water quality. We received a number of comments relative to implementation actions, consider such things as re-engaging in the development of the sediment prohibition. As I've mentioned to you in the past, it is staff's intent that the sediment prohibition be renamed the waste discharge prohibition, that's similar to what you adopted for use in the Klamath TMDL. We have a lot of comments relative to TMDL implementation standards and actions work, quite a number of comments and vocally about our need to engage in groundwater protection, and as you've heard already today, comments about the flow relationship with the impaired status and the State Board's pending decision on 1610. The third group of comments, as I categorize them, I'm viewing as policy comments. One of the comments was that impaired water bodies and beneficial uses should direct workload. All work should conform with anti-DEG. Staff totally agrees with that. That we should continue developing an implementation policy and the restoration policy and the mixing zone policy, all of which are, in fact, as you know, on the proposed triennial review list. This last slide indicates what I'm referring to as the miscellaneous category. The first two bullets we received a request from Fish and Game that we clarify the title for Task 3. We had been referring to it as groundwater objective work. We're also revising some surface water objective, so we'll clarify that to make it clear what it is the amendment is focusing on. As I mentioned earlier, we had a concern raised about recycled water. Those both have made it onto the staff's proposed 2011 list. The final issues were the ones that staff deemed not best addressed through the basin plan amendment. These include staff reductions and our consequential unmet responsibilities, the fact that there's the perception that litigation is needed to get watershed work done, back to the fee structure for funding our TMDL agriculture and timber programs related to the issues that Tam Dudok mentioned earlier, a recommendation that our NTMPs be suspended from the WDR waiver program at this time, and the creation of a road management plan. So in my staff report, I addressed what the rationale for why staff did not believe that these were best handled under the basin plan amendment, and if you have any questions about that later, I can address them for you. So in summary, 36 issues were submitted for consideration. Staff placed 31 of them on the proposed 2011 triennial review list. 5 of these items made it onto the short list because that's what we thought we had the resources and best guess estimate of resources to continue work on. 7 of these issues are TMDL related, 2 are related to policy development, 2 are related to objective work, and 1 is TMDL related. As you can see by my little breakdown here on the side, that some of them, like Task 4, are both objective and TMDL objective work. Task 3 is going to have, in its entirety, potentially prohibition work, objective work, and implementation plan work. So all of these are multifaceted basin plan amendments. This slide just briefly indicates to you sort of the realm of the work that's out there waiting to be done. of the remaining 26 items on tasks on the triennial review list, 14, a vast majority of them are objective related, 4 are policy related, 4 implementation related, and 2 related to beneficial uses. So this slide I included just so that we could sort of end with the idea that there's a lot of work to do still. Staff's engaged in what we can physically manage, but it's important for folks to remember the public, the board, and our state board managers and the legislature that there is a lot of work that remains to be done. So in conclusion, I'd like you to adopt Resolution R1-2011-009. And this says, with the typographical correction I meant to mention, there's a transposed letter in Tasks 1, F and G. I'm going to correct that. So that's what that is about. Then I'd like to recommend that after you've concluded the hearing and made your decision, that I, the staff, forward this package, the adopted resolution, if there is one, and the accompanying record to the State Board and EPA for their information. That concludes my presentation. If you have any questions for me, I'd be more than willing to answer them.
Great. Thanks, Holly. Mr. Corbett.
I have 3 questions. First, on the order of priority, I understand if a task is completed, the next one moves up, and that makes a lot of sense. But we're really then talking about 6 or 7, and 6 is being handled by another region and really the state board. And so it would seem to me when, 1, we can't control the timing when that happens, but 2, we're not really doing work on it. So I assume that 7 would then move up into 6 upon the adoption of the temperature regulations. Just because 1 is being done by the state board, and rather than just going down to 1 where the state board's handling, you go down to 1 that our staff is handling. Does that make sense to you?
To a certain extent. The reason that the rationale that we used in placing it where we did is there's a lot of work being undertaken by Region 2 and the state board. State board right now is relative to just basically defining wetlands and regulations for dredge and fill. The Region 2's action is more encompassing, is more stream and wetlands stuff, both objective work, implementation actions, and I believe even some granting opportunities. The reason we ranked it as high as we did was we thought there might be utility, for example, in the temperature implementation policy that Brian is bringing forward to you soon. There may be some work that we could be engaged in on that level. It also seems as if there might be a vehicle for some regional-wide, some components to be taken out of the stream and wetlands and applied either regionally or watershed-specific.
Well, let me phrase it another way. If it gets jammed up, let's say that no product comes in a timely manner, and if that product work is being done by another region and the state board, then it's at least open for discussion, then the next one below it can move forward into the slot.
Exactly.
And that's all I want. Okay.
Yeah, and that was my point, and I tried to say it earlier, and I think I probably forgot during this particular presentation, that it isn't staff's intent that things come up exactly in order. We will, as I said, with the on-site treatment policy, we may have to come to you and say, hey, this is just kind of pretty much bumping everything right now because a document has or hasn't been released. So I totally agree with you that their timing is crucial for us.
Okay. My next question is really on hatcheries, and I view this as sort of an objective water quality problem list and priorities, and so I don't want to change the order. At the same time, my understanding is we're fairly, how developed are we on a hatchery policy? And my concern is this is more a political, intergovernmental problem, that I don't want to be in a position that the Department of Fish and Game hatcheries are shut down because we didn't get the work done on time. So I think from a water quality objective standpoint, it's perfectly scored, but I hope that as a backdrop, that can keep moving. And whether you can come up with an interim solution or I understand there's been a fair amount of staff work. Can you just make some comments on that?
Yes, I certainly can. And that it's important because all of this relates to where staff has recommended things get placed. There is staff in your permitting shop. Case and Grady is working on reviewing, monitoring, and reporting programs from the hatcheries currently. There is a proposal to work on the NPDES permits that are outstanding on the hatcheries with some sort of interim measure to make sure that the permit can be issued in a timely manner, that there is some coverage, if you will, in terms of what the regional water board's expectations are from the dischargers and what the dischargers' expectations are of us, that they know that we are working on the proposed right. policy change. So
those are very encouraging words, so keep at it.
Good, I'm glad. Thank you.
And then I'll defer comments till after public hearing.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. No speaker cards. Does anybody in the public wish to comment on this? Okay. Well, that was fast.
Well, I guess I won't wait for a public comment. I just wanted to say on the clarifications of 7 and the groundwater, I hope that we do include a broad definition of what's included. I think there's a lot of movement there, and it's important not to prematurely close the doors. I did want to state that I think on beneficial uses, just the legal way we did it, that we're not going to review it. I think we legally have to review it every 3 years, so I think we may end up, we got 3 years to solve this problem, but we may say we've reviewed it and it stays the same, but I don't think we can have a no in the legal record. And then I really think that item 7 should, you mentioned that it could go upstairs to other items, and I think it would be good to have item 7 go into both for Navarro 1E and 3, as well as the proposed 6. No. The way it's worded, my interpretation is that's allowed. They had currently included in task 6, but could be included as part of other tasks, therefore no need to amend the motion. And I'm just saying I'm recommending inclusion in 1E and 3.
Mr. Chair, I would give you a motion to adopt the triennial review R1 2011-0091.
Second.
Oops, sorry. All those in favor?
Mr. Chair,
Ms.
I didn't know if you had any public comment cards, but we have one little issue and a modification we'd like to make to response to comments, or consider making the change to response to comments.
Okay, yeah, we did not have any public comment
cards.
Or public comments.
It's just a minor correction to make sure that expectations are it may generate a comment card,
right.
But just want to make sure that expectations are clear. The response was fine the way it was. It's just council is wanting a little bit more icing put on the cake.
And it actually, this is Samantha Olson, it actually won't require a motion because it's the responses to comments, which isn't part of the resolution. But on page 5 of the yellow staff report, under TMDL action plans for impaired water bodies, it's just slightly overstated. It says this is a placeholder for existing technical TMDLs that do not have watershed-specific implementation plans. And it says there's no staff resources to work on this important task. And I'll just qualify with the regional board is moving toward integrating TMDL implementation into region-wide non-point source permitting and programs to eliminate the need in most cases for watershed-specific action plans. And by doing this, we're creating efficiencies and avoiding overlapping water quality regulation. And so the majority of existing TMDLs should be accomplished with task 1 and 2, but there may be a few, so it's okay to leave it as task 20 on the triennial review list.
And just to further embellish that, Holly and I had a discussion and were quite comfortable with the way it was. Because what we were looking at is as you'll hear later today, a presentation on Mad River, that there may be other things that might come forward in the future that we would like to incorporate into the basin plan as a specific TMDL action plan, and that's why it's ranked down there as number 20.
Mr. Corbett?
Oh, I did want to just comment on the aquatic ecosystem restoration policy. The state has a way of 4-1 certification for restoration projects. However, if you read it very carefully, it's based upon CEQA categorical exemptions. And the projects they approve are continually far beyond the CEQA categorical exemption. So I don't think it's adequately legally covered. The second thing, this should greatly increase the efficiency of state bond restoration funds by probably 10 to 20% more actual environmental work happening than being spent on the permit policy. So I'm actually looking that this may very well become a policy to bring to the attention of the State Board of going statewide because of the tremendous benefits to the state of California. So,
okay, so given Mr. Corbett's additional comments and Ms. Coleman's and Ms. Olson's more of a response to elaboration on a response to comments, it doesn't change what we have now a motion and a second on the table for. Seeing agreement, then Mr. Noren has a comment.
Actually, Bill, you jumped in fast on getting a motion out there. I just wanted to, before it goes to adoption, and I'm not trying to change anything, yeah. I just want to understand something that, Holly, you've ganged these from the standpoint of, you know, we're tracking some, we're not doing, we haven't done this by intention, right? And that this is, you've categorized these of things we can do, you crosswalked it before us in June. I understand this, and Board Member Corbett took item number 7 as note as in-stream flow, and it can currently be worked on other policies or other objectives that are above it. There's many that are in here like this, and I don't want to lose sight. My editorial comment here is I don't want to lose sight of things that are below the to-do list or the short list, and I know that that is not your intent. However, there's things like we heard this morning, item number 14, low flow on the Russian, and there's many things in this list that are down in the depths of below number 5 or 7 all the way to 31. And my just editorial comment is not to lose sight of these, and that as we go through the next 3 years, that to the extent that we can to try to make these rise to the top in some semblance of importance, because you've done that in a way here that is objective to by grouping. However, individually, I think these things could get lost. And as they come about, I would just like to make that comment that as we have things that we can do or should do, whether it be something that relates to a TMDL that's specific or a region-based issue, that we keep that in mind. And I think that's the way you've done this. I just wanted to say that. I would say I would have liked to have these comments beforehand. I think they're interesting, and I just want to say that. So,
thank you. I stand corrected.
Well, it's not a. I'm not trying to scold you.
No, I wish
just,
they had been out a week earlier.
I do like comments. I liken it to the omelet's already made again, right? And that these comments are germane, and comments are helpful for me to understand how others are seeing this and how you thought about it and articulated your response to get to where you're at right now. So I'll just leave it there.
With that would be a unanimous comment from the board.
Yeah, with that, Mr. Chair, we proceed.
I'll give my board members another minute here for any other comments that they may need to come up with. Okay, so we have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor?
I think.
Oh.
Nope. Okay.
Right ahead.
See, you know how to get comments. Just call for the motion, and then someone will
Ms. Coleman, anything
get interested.
No, mine was actually to after the resolution, after you I hope you will adopt. I just wanted to thank Holly for her hard work. It's
yes.
Probably the most efficient triennial review I've seen, probably the most efficient triennial review done in the state of California, and yet was really respectful of people's comments. And I just think she did a really superb job, and I just wanted to acknowledge her for that.
Agreed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Quick call. I like that.
Thank you. Motion passes. Congratulations, Holly.